Hello again, and welcome back to the 1990s. I'm Gonzo Gates. This is the 90s Flashback. Join me as we traverse the decade with great 90s hits from Hootie and the Blowfish, Len, Sheryl Crow, Sixpence None the Richer, and many others. In addition to the great 90s hits, we'll test your knowledge of this amazing decade. So strap in, our trip back in time starts right now. We head back to the year Steve Jobs returns to Apple Computer, the company he founded, just as Microsoft buys a $150 million stake in the company. South Park debuts on Comedy Central, and the world is stunned by the death of Princess Di.
The British public woke up to tragic news Sunday morning. Their beloved Princess Diana is dead after her car crashed in Paris late Saturday night.
1997 is the year. Here's Savage Garden with their first hit, I Want You, getting us started on the 90s Flashback. Welcome. That was a big 90s hit for John Mellencamp. It was the singer-songwriter's 21st Top 40 hit, taking us back to 1993 for Wild Night. I'm Gonzo Gates. This is the 90s Flashback. Let's rewind. Back to the year, the U.S. population hit 249 million. That's an increase of 22 million from 10 years prior. Fox offers up In Living Color, a comedy variety series created by Keenan Ivory Wayans, and it goes toe-to-toe with Saturday Night Live. The show makes stars out of Damon Wayans, Jamie Foxx, David Alan Greer, and the token white guy, a young up-and-coming comedian named Jim Carrey, known for creating such characters as the often hysterical but no less frightening Fire Marshal Bill.
Nice to meet you, folks! Fire Marshal Bill here! It's National Fire Safety Week. I've been going door to door looking for fire hazards. Mind if I give your place a little inspection? It's free.
And the year's top movies included Ghost, Pretty Woman, Home Alone, and Kindergarten Cop.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all.
1990 is the year. Here's twin brothers Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, sons of 60s teen idol Rick Nelson, with their first and biggest of two hits, I Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection.
Here she comes, just like an angel. Seems like forever that she's been on my mind.
A number one hit from 1991 that was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch with Good Vibrations. As we all know, he's since gone on to have a pretty successful movie career, but here's something you might not have known. He was originally one of the members of the 80s boy band, the New Kids on the Block. Yes, the same New Kids that featured his brother, Donnie. He left before the band could record an album and was replaced by a then 12-year-old, Joey McIntyre. My name is Gonzo Gates. This is the 90s Flashback, 2 hours of memories and music from the 1990s. Listen to this.
It's the 90s Rewind.
Welcome to Coming Attractions. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Family Affair, the motion picture.
Let's make it all for love.
Woody Harrelson. Juliette Lewis. Natural Born Killers.
Guess for you. That's a 90s Rewind. Think about what you heard and try to guess what year all those events took place. I'll have the answer, plus more hot 90s hits when the 90s Flashback returns.
Nobody loves no one.
From 1990, that was Chris Isaak with Wicked Game. We also heard Len's Steal My Sunshine, taking us back to 1999. I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is the 90s Flashback. Listen to this.
It's the 90s Rewind.
Welcome to Coming Attractions. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Family Affair, the motion picture.
Let's make it all for love.
Woody Harrelson. Juliette Lewis. Natural Born Killers.
Yes, for you. That's the first of two 90s rewinds. In what year did John Lovitz voice the critic on TV? Sting, Rod Stewart, and Bryan Adams come together to record the number one hit, All for Love, for the soundtrack to the movie The Three Musketeers, starring Chris O'Donnell, Oliver Platt, Charlie Sheen, and Kiefer Sutherland. And speaking of movies, Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers was one of the top movies. Was it 1993, 1994, or 1995? The answer? All those events took place in 1994. That same year, a band out of South Carolina scored their first of seven top 40 hits, Here's Hootie and the Blowfish featuring David Crosby on backing vocals with Hold My Hand on the 90s Flashback.
With a little love and some tenderness.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
It peaked at number 11 on Billboard's Hot 100 in early 1998. That was Green Day on the 90s Flashback with Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. I'm Gonzo Gates, and undoubtedly you're having the time of your life reliving the 1990s. Let's mosey on over to 1994. It was the year the Olympics were held in Lillehammer, Norway. Nirvana lead singer Kurt Cobain was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and the Buffalo Bills make football history by going to and losing their fourth consecutive Super Bowl. On the radio that year was this one from Gloria Estefan, her version of a tune that originally hit back in 1976 for Vicki Sue Robinson. Here's Turn the Beat Around on the 90s Flashback. Hey, it's the 90s Flashback. I'm Gonzo Gates with the best mix of 90s hits combined with 90s memories. Speaking of memories, let's test your 90s movie knowledge. Here's this week's mystery movie clip. Try to guess what movie this is from.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding!
Is that all?
No.
I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle.
Got any ideas? The clues are it's a movie about a divorced lawyer who constantly breaks plans with his son, including missing his birthday. The son in return makes a birthday wish that his father can only tell the truth. Featuring a cast that included Jennifer Tilly, Swoozie Kurtz, Amanda Donahoe, Mara Tierney, and Jim Carrey, Liar Liar was big at the box office in 1997. Also in that year, Sheryl Crow scored her sixth top 40 hit. Here's A Change Would Do You Good. Tom Cochran taking us back to 1992 for that top 10 hit, Life is a Highway. It was his only hit. Before him, we heard the Cranberries with Linger, the band's first top 40 hit and only top 10, peaking at number 8 in early 94. I'm Gonzo Gates, and we're now into hour 2 of this week's 90s Flashback, and it's time for our weekly theme peek. What's that, you ask? Well, it's two songs back-to-back with some sort of common theme. See if you can guess what the theme is. Our first hit is from Tal Bachman from 1999. Here's She's So High.
She's black, flashing bright.
That was this week's 90s Flashback theme peak. We played two songs in a row with a common element. Any idea what those two songs have in common? We heard Tal Bachman's She's So High, and the Wallflowers gave us One Headlight. Of course, the answer is, the singers of both songs are children of famous dads. Tal Bachman, the son of Randy Bachman of the Guess Who and BTO fame, and Jacob Dylan, the lead singer of the Wallflowers, was the son of legendary Bob Dylan. All right, listen to this.
It's the 90s. Rewind. Rewind.
But I can talk about Larry Sanders all night.
You know, Rip Taylor didn't have to throw so much confetti right on me.
Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That's 90s Rewind number 2. Think about the clips you just heard and try to guess what year all that stuff took place. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I've got the answer and more great 90s music when the 90s Flashback returns. It's the 90s Flashback. I'm Gonzo Gates. 90s trivia question for you. What does the singer of that number one hit, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, all have in common? Well, besides being teen idols, they were all at one point part of the Mickey Mouse Club alongside future heartthrob Ryan Gosling and future Felicity star Keri Russell. Anyway, from 1999, that was Christina Aguilera with What a Girl Wants. What she wants, of course, is 90s hit after 90s hit, and that's what we do here every week on the 90s Flashback. Take a listen to this.
It's the 90s Rewind.
But I could talk about Larry Sanders all night.
You know, Rip Taylor didn't have to throw so much confetti right on me.
Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's this hour's 90s Rewind. In what year did Gary Shandling star as Larry Sanders on The Larry Sanders Show on HBO? Mr. Big score a monster hit with To Be With You, and Jack Nicholson offers up one of the year's and the decade's biggest catchphrases in A Few Good Men. Was it in 1992, 1993, or 1994? The answer? 1992 was when all that took place. On the radio that same year was this one from Celine Dion, who until hitting it big in America couldn't actually speak any English. Here's her top five hit, If You Ask Me To. That's a 90s flashback double play, two in a row from one of your favorite 90s artists. This time around, two in a row from Celine Dion, her 1992 hit If You Asked Me To, and we follow that up with her hit from 1993 off the Sleepless in Seattle soundtrack starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan opposite Clive Griffin. That was the duet When I Fall in Love. Okay, let's test your music knowledge. Here's this week's backtrack song of the day. We play a part of the song in reverse. You try to guess what it is. Here it goes. Take a listen. Give it some thought. I'll be right back with the answer and more when the 90s Flashback returns. My name is Gonzo Gates, and this is the 90s Flashback. Do you remember what our backtrack song of the day was? No? Well, here it is one more time. Try to guess what song this is. Got any ideas? Well, here are some clues. It was a big hit for a trio from Buffalo, New York. It hit the charts in late 1998 and peaked number 8 in early 1999. The song, according to the lead singer, refers to a teenage girl from a strict Catholic upbringing who gets pregnant. She and her boyfriend are trying to figure out what to do next. Incidentally, the song debuted at number 1 on the Canadian singles chart, stayed there for 70 weeks. Got any ideas now? Well, if you knew it was the Goo Goo Dolls with Slide, then you know your 90s music. Here it is going in the right direction on the 90s Flashback. Rewinding. Back to the year the Drudge Report breaks the story of the affair between President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, the Winter Olympics. Open in Nagano, Japan, and Armageddon.
Independence and Freedom, this is Kennedy Firing Room. All crew members, close and lock your visors.
Independence, this is Launch Control. Be advised, we're in a smooth count.
Okay, gentlemen.
You're our warriors up there. God be with you. And I don't
want to miss a thing. Was the year's top movie. 1998 was the year in question, the hit Torn by Aussie Natalie Imbruglia. 11 weeks it spent at number 1. I'm Gonzo Gates, and this is the 90s Flashback, at least what's left of it. We're pretty much at the end of the show. Thanks for joining me on yet another time travel adventure back to the 1990s. I'll be back again next week at the same time. Join me, won't you? I'll leave you with one final 90s hit from the movie She's All That, starring Freddie Prinze Jr. Here's Sixpence, None the Richer, with Kiss Me. This has been a presentation of Gonzo Gates Productions. All rights reserved. No animals were harmed in the making of this broadcast. Limit one coupon per customer. No purchase necessary. Remember, time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.